Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I just think I'm looking at it as, wow, that's a pretty interesting concept, because if an alien society who is enlightened and literally sees no sense of self, so if there's no self, then there's no values, you know?
I suppose that.
He's like, I haven't figured that one quite.
Yeah.
No one's quite sure, but it's just a feeling.
Got a noodle on that one for a bit.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to Acting My Age. Happy Wednesday. Today's episode is going to be really fucking fun. Sage is here.
Hey, guys.
It's just me and my hubby, and we're going to smoke and talk about life, because I've talked about it before, but I've definitely been experimenting with the marijuana these days, let's just say, regularly. It's just a really nice after work, like after a long day, just have a little joint and just chill, watch a movie, cuddle, have some good sex, go to bed. And, like, it's so much more chill than drinking in some ways, because you don't feel like shit the next day. And you just get a good night's sleep, all that. So, anyway, we're just going to smoke. And we always have, like, good conversations. And Sage cracks the matrix when he's high and has all these crazy ideas and, like, things. So, I thought it'd be fun for us to just, you know, babble back and forth while we're high. And I asked you guys to ask us some questions that you think, or like topics that you think would be fun to discuss, and they're really good, so I'm really excited. So we're gonna just take a little smoke break and then start the episode. Okay, let's get into it. And if you guys want to join us, feel free to light one up for the homies. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, we're back. I always cough so much. I can't not cough. I used to be really insecure about it because I feel like it makes you look like a noob, but doesn't that make you get more high if you cough? So
that's what they say.
So anywho, we took some hits and now we're just passing it back and forth. We are smoking the Stinky Irene strain from whatever this is. Do you remember what it is?
No.
Well. Oh, Growing Like a Weed.
Oh, it is that one.
If you guys are in Washington. Is it only in Washington?
I don't know about only, but it's from Washington.
Anyway, if you guys are in Washington, look out for your girl, Stinky Irene. It's Sage's all-time fave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's pretty cheap compared to the other ones, right? Because it's like a smaller company or something? Or lesser known?
Yeah, I think it's like $7.
Compared to what are the other ones?
Like 11 or something. Mm.
So I'd like to hear Sage Mock's journey with weed. What's your relationship with marijuana?
With weed?
Yeah.
Let's see. Take it to the beginning, I guess. I mean, shit, I don't know. I guess, like, the very first time I smoked, which I'm not proud to say this, but was actually in fifth grade.
Oh, shit.
I know. I was, I went to school with some older, like, guys. I was the only guy in my, the class was so small that they combined, like,
fifth grade.
Sixth and fifth grade together, and seventh and sixth. So, like, and I was the only guy in my grade, and all the other guys were, like, a year to 2 years older than me.
So you had to, all the cool boys.
No, but I remember doing it and then feeling, like, so, so shitty, and then I didn't, like, guilty, not, like, I didn't even get high. But, yeah, so that was, like, the first time, and then I think I waited until I was probably, like, Like maybe eighth grade or something.
Oh, really? You waited like 3 years.
Yeah.
Because you just had
a lot of like felt bad about it. Yeah. So, and then I smoked a little bit in high school, but never too much. And then college. Like,
that's not true, though.
Yeah, it is.
Senior year, you turned into a stoner, bruh. You always forget this. Oh, senior
year?
Oh. You would smoke like almost, it seemed like at least a couple nights a week before bed.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. But I never once went to like class high or anything.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah, you know? Yeah.
And then college. And then my roommate smoked a lot, so I didn't smoke a
you
lot.
You had your first experience with weed.
But again, never.
Weed butter?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But never, again, like I never like went to class high or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
I was just. Never I still wouldn't. To do
that. I still wouldn't.
The only time I've ever smoked and like done something was I got one of those. I don't remember what the strain was, but it was one that was good for creativity. And I was writing, mm-hmm. and I wrote like a lot, and it was super good. Mm-hmm. But other than that,
well, yeah, your work's a lot more creative than
yeah. Like mine I wouldn't want to do anything that requires any type of pressure or like critical.
No, thinking. I don't. I never work high. I never smoke before work yeah. or during work or anything like that.
No, but then so
some people would do it and it's impressive, but
yeah, well, it's just not for me. Different. You know? Like I feel like if you have anxiety, this would probably help you a lot get through the workday.
Well, know? That yeah, right.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. But I feel like because we never really smoked, like I never really smoked, but then all of a sudden,
well, there's one big there's two big reasons. One, I was in the military, yeah, so you can't. I was getting drug tested.
Oh, so yeah, you went 4 years.
No, I went like 6 years.
How?
Maybe 5 years. 5 years.
Yeah, oh, like before five you years. Went in.
Yeah, because I. Yeah, exactly. And in New York, it wasn't like a thing. It wasn't really a thing in New York.
Yeah,
so
don't.
I,
yeah.
Like your friends are never like smoking.
Yeah, my friends are never smoking, and you had to like find a dealer, and it wasn't legal there, so that just stressed. Like I don't know. Yeah. I just never wanted it bad enough to like figure it yeah. out. And then a couple times I did smoke in New York, it was like such weak sauce. I didn't feel it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like hitting the shit out of it, and I just never got high.
Yeah.
So yeah, but so why did we start though? Because like I feel like we just started smoking a lot all of a sudden. Not a lot, but like frequently. Because I mean,
I think it started like was.
I think it was this house.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was this house.
I didn't smoke in Ballard.
No, I don't know. I think one time we just like got some joints at the weed store, or I did, or you did, and then like it just for a while it became like something we did on Friday night and just hung
yeah,
out together. And
yeah, that was so nice. We'd like get super high, order pad thai and green curry, like eat it. And then take a bath and just like chill. It was super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like after.
But then like, I don't know. I'm always like afraid that it's going to impact my work. But then I realized like it doesn't really. So, and I was like, okay, like, I guess if it's like 2 to 3 times a week, sometimes mm-hmm. at most.
Fine. And we go to bed early. So like.
Just depends. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I smoked for the first time in like a long time. He's opening the door. It was last summer when Kath and Stephanie came over, and Stephanie had her
weed.
Oh,
yeah.
She's
yeah,
like, girl,
yeah.
you got to try this shit. That's Catherine's sister. And she has like really good weed. So I tried some of hers, and it fucked me up, but it was like awesome. And I was giggling. I was like rolling on the floor, laughing, literally ROFLIRL.
What?
ROFL, rolling on the floor, laughing, IRL.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah, good job, Grandpa.
Nice, nice.
and yeah, it really hit. So I think when Catherine moved, literally, I think it was when Catherine moved nearby too, because we'd smoked together, and like, I found out where the dispensary was, and it's really close by.
It was like, I was like taking those edibles around the holidays.
Oh, yeah, you got.
I was like, yeah, I do get social anxiety, so like, I'm not.
You do?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What? We've never talked.
I mean, not like bad, but like, it's like uncomfortable for me to like have to go in a social situation.
You're literally sitting like this.
What?
You're literally sitting like this.
Oh, yeah, because I have this like weird piece of skin on my finger.
He was sitting with like his middle finger out, like super casually.
Oh, like this. Anyway, what was it? Oh,
so
like,
anxiety.
Yeah, on like family stuff. It's like, so it like makes me very present because I'm always in my head, like working or like thinking about stuff. So for me, like, yeah, it helps me get really present and become really present. Yeah,
cool.
The Mr. Moxley's.
Because you weren't like smoking before, but you always were a little high. And not it seemed like, no, not all the time, but it seemed like it did you good. Mm-hmm. Everyone would talk about how you were way more funny and like you're way more in the conversations.
Yeah, well, that's like how I am like on vacation, but like you gotta really crack me out of that work mode.
Which you have been able to, I think you've gotten a lot better at that in the last, literally since mushrooms.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But, oh, that's cool. I didn't realize you would say that you had social anxiety.
I mean, yeah, I think like every now and then for sure. Like I can get rid of it, but like thinking about having to like talk to all those people, I was just like, oh. And I don't like talking about myself.
Yeah, which all family gatherings are always about that. Why don't you like talking about yourself?
It makes me uncomfortable. I don't know.
Because you feel like you're bragging or something? Or like taking up all the space?
Yeah, and I guess like they always want to talk about like some of the cool things that I've done, but like I don't feel like it's that cool.
Mr. Humble.
Well, I know it's cool if I like step back and be like, yeah, like think back, like that's actually pretty cool. Like take some time to appreciate it, but I still don't like to like throw it around and talk about it, you know?
Yeah, like you're never gonna bring up something about you. Someone has to kind of pry to get some.
Right. Yeah, I just don't like talking about myself. In general.
Like you never be like, guess what? And start like me. I'm like, guys.
Probably never, actually.
No, literally never. It could be like the most exciting thing and you still probably wouldn't say it.
Yeah. I probably would if
it's exciting. And then you'd say whatever it was.
Yeah. So yeah.
There it is the story of Sage Monk and marijuana. I never really liked smoking in high school either. I never got into it at all.
And yeah, like, but you were like hella into high school too.
Are you throwing shade?
You're the ASB president. there's literally nothing above that. Nothing. Literally nothing.
Not even the principal or God. It happened. It's just the ASB president on top over God and like everyone. No. I'm the motherfucking ASB president.
No.
Who are you, bitch? God.
You know what I mean.
No, I know, but that was just funny. I was just
like,
imagining
if
it.
If there's a rating chart of like into school versus not into school, like you would be at the very, very top.
I guess. Not like grades wise. Like I got good grades, but I wasn't obsessed.
No.
Like I wasn't like that person that's into school, you know, like really, really good at everything.
You weren't into your grades. You were into like tutors, the school itself.
Yeah, yeah. Like AFB, for sure,
leadership.
Was. The culture of the school.
Yes.
The well-being of the school.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. So, that's not really why I didn't smoke. Yeah. But I didn't like it. I don't know. At parties, I was like, what? Also, everyone around me only like smoked out of bongs, which really stressed me out, like big time. Because I never like, I would only smoke them occasionally at parties, and it's like a lot of pressure, and I really didn't like it. So I just made people light it for me.
Yeah.
But I still didn't like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't like it in high school. Didn't really like it in college. Didn't like it at all in college. Didn't even like first year in Seattle. But then all of a sudden,
bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So do you have questions to get into?
You don't just want to talk about that forever?
No, not really.
I really liked my image of ASB president above God in heaven. I saw it in like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like a comic. I think that's really funny.
See, that's one of those examples. Well, maybe it's not a good example, but when you like create a fake image in your head because you're high.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah. So you create a fake, you create a fake image in your head and then it actually triggers like a real memory. Obviously, for your example, you're talking about ASB president being above God, and that's not a real memory.
Or is it?
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
Sage's concept that he discovered recently.
Yeah, just the other day.
About
it wasn't
being
like my biggest revelation in my life, but.
Pretty sure it was. You wrote it down in your notes.
I write everything down in my notes.
Just like Catherine. Now I'm high. Woo. Looking at a phone screen is asshole when I'm high or on anything. I'm like, get that shit away from me. Okay.
What are the topics of?
The first one is the concept of soulmates. The second one's past lives. Sex. What type of person your pet would be? Let's start with that. That is hot fire.
What type of person would your pet be?
Yeah. Like Henry, like as a man. Human man.
That's mean. What? He would be a simple man.
This is the most, this is the best suggestion I've ever heard
he'd
of.
He'd be a simple man with simple pleasures.
Oh, he'd be a dad. He'd be the most dad of all dads. He'd be cracking dad jokes very, all the
he'd
time.
He'd be very nice.
He probably was a quarterback in high school of his football team.
What?
He's an athlete. We know he is an athlete, but not always that with it. And always reliving the glory days of when he would just fetch all day. Isn't that deep?
Mm-hmm.
All he's doing.
Always, yeah.
Fetching the football.
And then attacking other people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think that's a good metaphor. Like, maybe he's the high school football coach in a small town with a lot of repressed.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, anger. But he's also really cuddly. So he's like a softy pie at heart.
Yeah. Yeah. He is.
And he's really silly and goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just see him as like a suburban dad.
What a question.
Okay, but what about Blue? We kind of already have a person for Blue.
Yeah.
He's a
he goes to work with a briefcase
every single day in a fine suit, custom tailored.
Of course.
I picture him with a British accent.
Yeah, same. Isn't that
good evening, humans? what else?
That's all we know.
He'd only eat sushi.
He lives
the finest sushi.
He's a life of mystery.
Yeah, that's true. Very mysterious man.
We actually don't know much.
Yeah. But what's in that briefcase? We will never know.
Nope.
What about Nida?
No. Those are our only two pets. Next question.
That's his. What about Cider? That's our friend's dogs and mom. Sage's mom, Nida. She'd be an interesting girl.
My mom's name is not Nida.
I said, I don't know what I said, actually.
All right, next
whatever.
Question.
You tried the ghost pepper chips?
Yeah.
Were they good?
Yeah, they actually kind of are. They're really spicy, though. They make you cough. So you can only eat like
we definitely should not have one right now.
One every 2 hours.
God damn, that take years to eat the whole bag. Every 2 hours. Is that an exact science?
Yes.
You timed
it. Says it on the back.
You're like, oh, okay. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, wait, that's stupid. My brain. Okay.
Really cracking the matrix over here, like you said.
Best foods to eat while high, in your opinion.
I used to have like a weird thing where I would like force myself to only eat healthy foods when I was high.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm only eating this bag of raw broccoli.
Fucking weird.
Yeah. But now, I mean, I don't.
We
don't
know.
Go pig out.
We all know what we would order.
Oh, yeah. Pod Thai.
Pod Thai.
Yeah, that shit's slaps.
No question.
Yeah.
Medium with tofu.
Yeah.
I also am really craving a chocolate lava cake at the moment. Mm. Whenever I crave chocolate, it's always a chocolate lava cake. There's no in between. Chocolate lava cake or give me death. That's it. The only two options. Don't you want a chocolate lava cake right now?
No, I don't like chocolate. I don't like cake.
It's a chocolate lava cake.
Like lava particularly.
Chocolate lava? Who doesn't like chocolate lava? Ay, ay, ay. What's your favorite dessert when you're high?
Blueberries and coconut milk.
God. You know, you really are a health nut, Sage Malk. Really? Out of everything in the entire world, all the desserts you've ever eaten?
No, not in the entire
world.
That's
what you would pick?
No, not in the... Mango sticky rice is pretty dumb.
That's still so healthy. It's literally the same concept, but just like slightly fancier. I just went from coconut milk out of a can and blueberries to like, ooh, the
mango.
Coconut rice.
And rice.
And it is mango. That's literally like if God just pressed
what?
God just pressed the upgrade button on the dessert.
Level two.
Oh Oh my god, that's so funny to me.
Henry, stop.
Jesus. Okay, so mango sticky rice is your final answer.
Final answer.
What? Not even pie?
What? No.
Not even pie? Mm. Or literally anything? Your mom's almond crinkle, you would still pick sticky rice?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm never baking you a cake again. I'm getting you only mango sticky rice.
Thanks. All right, next question.
What?
I gotta keep this show going.
Why? We're not on a schedule. It's only been 20 minutes. These episodes are an hour.
Oh. We've only gone through two questions. So
we're chilling, man. Why are you stressing?
All right, let's go.
We're on no schedule. This is not a SERP company team meeting. That'd be fun if it was, though. Okay. Maybe you'll dig this one. Talk about living in a society where your value is determined by where you work and what you produce.
Living in a society where your values are what?
Your value is determined by where
you work. Oh, your value. Yeah. I thought I said your values. Oh,
opposed to a different society where, like, let's say you just, you know, volunteer and you get tokens, or like you all like work and don't get paid, but it's for the common good or something. I don't know. Or a society like, you could get really abstract, like you pay in like feelings and like love and stuff, you know?
I guess I just don't understand.
Opposed to alien society?
The context of the question. Like our actual society or like imaginary society.
He always does this when there's topics like this. He goes like so zigzag. We go like the opposite.
Well, I have two completely different answers.
I just think I'm looking at it as, wow, that's a pretty interesting concept, because if an alien society who is enlightened and literally sees no sense of self, so if there's no self, then there's no values, you know? I'm going there. I'm like, so an alien society looking at Earth, seeing like that we have to fucking grind and it's all about people are judging each other by how they look and all that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He's just nodding nonstop. He just nodded. That whole silent space is just him nodding really fast. So do you agree?
Yeah.
What is your... Do you have any things to add?
I mean, I think there's a lot of... what's the best way to explain this? Like, it's good for human nature to, like, have some sort of meritocracy. Like, it feels good to win and feel like you're producing and feel like you're contributing to society. So I think, like, where we've gone astray is doing that just for yourself and not doing it for others around you, like you're in your community. So, like, if, you know, if you are just valuing yourself based on what you're producing and it's only for you, then, like, yeah, you're a little bit lost.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it for, like, you know, a good reason to help your community, help those around you, then I think it's actually a really good thing. And I think naturally humans need some sort of meritocracy and merits for what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Psychology.
Yeah.
We need that. Oh, that's a good answer. So,
thanks.
So deep. Okay. Someone said, I get anxious when I'm high. Why do you think that is? Asking you because you're my spirit guide.
Well, the question's directed at you, but I'll answer.
Well,
my.
Okay, you go first.
Maybe because you feel like you're not in control of your body, and definitely different weed strains will like probably make that worse. So I would, if you're curious, or maybe you've already done this, so whatever. But like, you could ask them, like, hey, like, does this make
you
anxious?
If you have a dispensary, though.
Yeah, right.
We're very lucky. I always forget that it's not legal everywhere. So it makes no sense to me why it's not, but.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's why, because you're like maybe not in control. And also, like, I think it just, there's probably some sort of actual chemical reaction that makes you like nervous.
Yeah.
Because it happens to me sometimes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Sometimes if I smoke the wrong strain, I get a little anxious or too much.
Yeah.
Too much. Because when you get really, 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 really high, time gets totally, you know, maybe that's a factor too. Time gets like lost.
So you get anxious?
Like there's no time, because humans are so like tied to this concept of time that we created. But there's no sense of time, so you just feel like everything's going on forever. It's like, mm-hmm. oh my God, I've been watching this hour and a half movie for 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know? So then that's obviously, that makes you anxious. Mm-hmm. But I feel like for me, it's just been random strains that have made me anxious, or if I've had too much. I had a pot brownie in college one time, and it was so fucking strong. I literally thought I was going to die. So I don't really fuck with edibles, because especially like homemade ones, I would never have one now. But you just don't know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. It's like it's too out of your control.
Yeah, I don't even, if you can control it, get a little scientific.
Yeah. But yeah, like anxiety, I guess the basic reason anxiety happens is because the body doesn't feel safe. And your nervous system is like, feels too sensitive and exposed and not safe. So then you get anxiety. So I guess, like he said, it's out of your control. So then you don't feel safe, and then it all, but also, weed's just not for everyone, you know?
No.
Yeah. Dream world versus conscious world. I think we live one continuous dream. Fuck yeah.
Let's go. You want to answer first?
I want a snack. I want a sweet snack.
What's the question in there? Chocolate lava
cake. Let's just talk about, because I said just topics to discuss. Oh. Dream world versus conscious world.
Yeah.
She said, I think we live in one continuous dream.
Yeah, so like there's a couple ways you can go. Like if you believe in like simulation theory.
Ooh.
Then
is that game A and, or no, that's something else.
Is that what?
I just learned about like game A and game B or whatever.
I'm not sure.
But that's something else. Anyway.
I mean if you believe in like simulation theory, then yeah, it could be the same.
Which is what? That we're just living in a simulation?
Yeah, that like we've advanced, like humans, whatever that is, advanced so far into the future that they went back and created
missed it.
Or this is super pleasurable and like it, or there's a lesson to be taught. Like there's a million things that
yeah. Yeah, I don't believe that.
But then the other one I would say is like if your consciousness and your, like your spirit are like in your sleeping body and your awake body, then
it is one.
The same. Yeah, it's the same person. So it person. Is
one continuous dream.
Or same thing.
Yeah, because I've been learning. You can hear your pants rustling when you touch them, by the way. I've been learning more about, you know, dreams. And I want to hear more from your Nana about it. But that's like the way that your subconscious connects with you and talks to you directly in messages. And like what your dreams seem like they're about, they're not actually about. It's all like symbols.
Right. Like I had a dream I was a dolphin. Obviously, I'm not a dolphin.
Or are you? All of his dreams lately of him being not in control, right? Or stuck or something?
Yeah, like trapped. Not in control, but trapped. Mm-hmm. I have control of the environment, but...
You're trapped.
I feel trapped. Which means I probably don't know something. I don't know what I don't know. That's probably what it is.
We'll have to ask Nana. That's interesting, though. I mean, I think you can also get to the point of your life where, you know, your subconscious and your conscious become pretty much one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're always in contact with your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. Actually, just... oh, shit. I don't even know where this thought thread came from. I have no idea. Just came out of nowhere. But on the podcast I was listening to today with Aubrey Marcus and NQ, he's a really famous poet, and he's going to be at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they did a podcast episode. I would highly recommend it to anybody. It's so, so beautiful. He's an amazing poet. But he did a really beautiful, profound poem about him on his deathbed laughing, and then like the afterlife, and then like being in heaven where it's all perfect, but then once you're up and it's perfect all the time, you have nothing to compare the perfect to, so you get bored, and then you wish that you were back in your human life. And it was just such a crazy concept, and they were just talking about how like that theory of maybe like, I don't even know, like the simulation or like aliens or something like star seeds and aliens like want to get to, are so excited when they get to experience a human body because humans can do all of these.
Amazing and that's things. The lesson that I was referring to is like, even though life can be hard, there's a reason for it. And it's better than, it's better to live than maybe whatever the alternative is that we don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what they were talking about too, is like, if you realize how precious life actually is, like even if you lived the most full life and like get to heaven or whatever that perfect place is, you're still going to miss what you have now. So like, if you just keep that in perspective, like you're going to wish you could do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In some ways. So that's why you got to live every day like it's your last. YOLO, you only live once. But that's not true, though. But, like, you only live once in this body.
In this mind.
In this mind. In this brain, but not the... I count your mind kind of as your subconscious, though, too, or no? I guess not. It's just in your body. So. It's not really in your body.
But that's just me.
Yeah, because I guess your soul has nothing to do with your human body.
Mind, body, and spirit. That's why I say it.
Ah, yes. Your famous TED Talk. Not TED Talks. TED Talks. We should just do that.
TED Talks?
TED Talks.
That's a podcast. Sorry,
Hot Box. Someone's already done. Did you hear I just said Hot Box? So that's so weird. Hot Box.
Yeah.
We just Hot Box our tent and then open it up and start talking.
Wow. Sounds riveting.
Snoop Dogg would be a guest. The only guest.
You have to lay down on your back in the sleeping bag, though.
With Snoop Dogg.
And then the speaker just comes, or the microphone just comes down. And you all stare up at the stars.
No, think about all the loud, like,
oh, yeah.
That'd be so annoying of you, like, wiggling around and sweeping. Sweeping. Wiggling around and you're sweeping back.
Oh, my goodness.
We should do more episodes like this. I'm having an amazing time.
What's the next question?
Fact that we live on a floating rock.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a mind fuck.
Yeah, when you start to think about how little and like, I don't want to say irrelevant, but
minute
compared to the big picture, it's like makes your problems look pretty freaking stupid.
Yeah.
And like, also, like, how lucky are we to be able to like be on Earth?
Yeah. Not born on Mars.
Or not born on some other planet that maybe there's some intelligent species that you could have been born to and they live like 3 years or I don't know. There's like a million possibilities that you don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Pretty crazy.
The concept I've been thinking about a little bit lately is like, is time.
It's just a tool.
That was Sage's other big revelation in the tent when we were on acid. Time is just a tool. He said that out of like nowhere pretty much. He's like, you know, time is just a tool. I'm like, ooh, tea. But like the concept that there could be and maybe are a bunch of simultaneous worlds going on at the same time. Like there is no timeline. Like it's all on the same timeline happening at the same time. Which is why, like, when you meditate and you go into a deep, like, subconscious state and you can envision the future and, like, it's already happening in some way in, like, in one reality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, deja vu or, like, all these things, like, what, you know, oh, God, there's so many options.
So many options.
Do you have anything to say about that?
No, it's a big question. Let's move on.
It's a perfect high question.
Oh.
You don't want to... Why? You're going so fast. Let's talk about these things. Unless you have somewhere to be. Are you just too high to talk about it?
No.
No.
I don't know. I like hearing the questions.
But I want to see your input on that.
I did.
Just time is a tool? That's all you have to say?
What? I know. I'm the one to answer the question first.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You said time is a tool. Right? Who's the high one here? Maybe it's
you.
Me. Maybe it's me. Oh, God. Okay. That wasn't a question. That was just me talking about time.
No, I
brought that up. I'm so confused. Guys, back me up here. Even if I'm wrong, still say that I'm right, okay? You guys, come on. Okay, whatever. Moving on, since the game master is not satisfied. Different types of drug trips, likes and dislikes, and see which one both of you love the most.
I like mushrooms, but
the last time. Mushrooms.
I don't know. The last time wasn't that. I like
acid the most.
Yeah. The thing I don't like about acid, though, is I feel stupid on it and after.
What does that say about me? That was like the best experience I had ever had.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was also the...
How do you feel stupid? You were having the most deep thoughts ever.
Nah, but like your cognitive function and your motor skills are like effed.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess they are kind of on mushrooms, but maybe you
still walk on mushrooms.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
It's crazy how we have a different, completely different experience.
Yeah. Different kind of visuals too.
Okay, remember how I said, like, I feel like it's because you love having a chance to, like, wait, what? I like having a chance to not be in my body. Like, I love not being in my body and just being able to totally be up in my crazy subconscious, like, mind. Like, I wish I could live there all day. Mm-hmm. But you don't like feeling out of control. And when you don't have control of your body, then it's like, oh, my God, I don't have control.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah,
so
right.
That's why, like... And mushrooms, I'm like, I can feel everything in my body right now. Like, my body is literally 1,000,000 pounds and I feel everything, like every little stomach gurgle, and like my body is just so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like I wasn't able to like experience my mind as much because I was like so high. My body was just like.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Like, you like having a chance to, I don't know what I was going to say, but, I like Molly, too.
Yeah, but you don't trip on Molly.
Yeah. But Molly you definitely can't do very often.
No, it makes you a little stupider.
Yeah. It just wears on you a lot more than the other ones. Okay, someone said, talk about space.
Like outer space?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of what we were talking about earlier, but it's pretty, pretty wild.
What's your favorite planet?
Earth.
Besides Earth?
Mars.
Mars? Why?
I mean, it's got the most potential.
For life?
Yeah. I mean, that we can get to. There's lots of, like, planets, I forget what they're called, but that have the potential of Earth. But they're like hundreds of million years away.
See, I was thinking this again. Shows our brains are just totally like, it's like when the thought, I imagine when the thought comes up as like in your brain, it goes like meep. And then there's just two different hallways, opposite ways. And I imagine your thought goes in one hallway and my thought goes the other hallway. And then it like bangs around that section of the brain, you know?
Ah, interesting.
So anyway, my thought hallway brought me to the fact that I like Venus. I was thinking immediately astrology and aesthetically pleasing wise. I was like, well, Saturn is really such a looker. I really like Saturn. That's like where my mind
went. Oh, man.
He was just like, well, let's see which one has the best potential for life.
Well, it's cool. Cool. Interesting.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Next one is aliens. Multiple people talked to us about this, which we're going too fast. We need to just really sit in these
aliens,
these topics.
I mean,
really think it over. Maybe we'll invent something, you know? Oops. Maybe we'll have the next, we're going to write the
unlikely
next great American novel.
Yeah. Aliens. I mean.
Do you believe they're real?
Yeah. I believe they're real, but maybe, I don't know. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel like they would be more apparent, but maybe they're just so advanced that they're among us. I just like, there's been so many UFO spottings, like so many. Actually, this Friday, I think they're disclosing something to Congress. The Pentagon is.
So do you think it's just like an inside job? People are making it seem like we have aliens as like a scare tactic, or like,
or there's actually stuff on Earth going on that people either don't know, like they don't have the answers to.
And it's not aliens.
Yeah, maybe it's not aliens, or maybe it is aliens and we know exactly. I don't know. Like I'm very two-sided on it.
I feel like aliens, they would just be way, way, way more advanced. Like if they wanted to come here, we would have no idea.
You know? So maybe they're already here.
Well, that's the whole point. Right. It's the star seeds, remember?
Right.
I'm an alien, basically.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are too. Or maybe not. But
yeah, I mean that's probably more likely.
Because they've advanced, so they are pure consciousness.
That's probably more likely that they're so advanced that they're already among us. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think. That like makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. And that would explain why we don't know about them. Comets, not common.
Yeah. But then that's the other thing. Then how did the concept even get started, you know? Because everything
Sure. Maybe the concept got started because it was just shared.
I'm an alien. or do you think there is a less advanced, species? Like the ones that keep crashing their dang UFOs or getting caught?
Yeah, honestly, that could be the other thing.
I just don't know. Or maybe they are so advanced, they're doing it on purpose to try to bring humans to the awareness. Like, there's so many options.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely don't think they're scary. I don't think they're, like, they want to kill us. Like, I don't think that at all.
Yeah, that's a very human
thing to put
approach. Yeah, to look at something that we don't know about.
That's so true. It's like you're a higher consciousness.
You're something we don't know. No, we must attack it, or you're definitely going to attack us.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I was going to say you're higher conscious than me. You see more, and you want love and peace. Can't be. I'm going to make you the fucking enemy. There's no way.
It wasn't. It was more of a not understanding.
No, I know. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm saying something different.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Because I agree with your point too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like humans love to, if you don't understand.
Destroy it.
Fear it. The podcast today, again, I listened to, they said that thinking about the concept that respect is just purely respecting something, respect is purely accepting something as it is. That's all respect is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, oh yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, respect your elders. So you're respecting and accepting that like they're wiser than you. So you just give them like listen to them when they talk and don't talk back and stuff, you know?
Well, I don't always think that they're necessarily wiser, but for me, they get the respect because they've been around longer. They've seen more stuff. They've gone through more stuff.
So wiser.
Well, yeah, but in theory, they're not wiser. Like, you could have, you know what I mean? Like, they have more life experience than you.
But they're not.
But maybe they don't have this, like, as good of morals or ideas or.
Okay. But, I mean, that definitely resonated, like, it's just accepting something for what it was. Like, I feel like I've meant when I was like, everyone deserves basic human respect, like, mm-hmm. Even if you hate their fucking ideas on social media or you think, they're the worst person with all their political ideas, but like they still deserve, I think everyone deserves basic human respect, like accepting it for what it is. Like, yeah, maybe you're a terrible person. Maybe you're really,
I mean, there's definitely a category of people that don't deserve respect, but also just don't associate with those. Like, just don't even come in contact if you can.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was interesting. An interesting way of thinking about it. Accepting it for what it is, even if it's the worst thing. It's not that you're associating with it or wanting to be around it or letting it in your life or approving, but you're accepting it for what it is, you know? Because that means you personally are not like phased.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean respecting, which is the original word there.
I know. Yeah, I know. But it's just
I don't respect pedophilia.
Yeah, of course. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, God, I'm thirsty as a motherfucker. I want a sweet treat. About to Uber eat some friggin' chocolate cupcakes right now.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe there's frozen cake in the fridge or something?
Yeah, it's likely.
That would be very exciting for me. There are popsicles, but I want something chocolatey. I don't get the munchies every time. It's only with certain strains. And I've
the munchies all day.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Whenever I'm about to get my period, and I always get just really hungry. Like, I just pretty much ate all day. But still, I feel like with certain strains, I get the munchies. Like, Stinky Irene. That's the one that we'd smoke. I feel like we always wanted to get Pad Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And Allen Wrench, too. But, like, the other one from the other night, I wasn't hungry at all, really. Oh, I'm going to make my snack. My oat milk.
Granola, peanut butter, and blueberries.
Peanut butter, and frozen blueberries, and cherries.
You put frozen blueberries?
And cherries, yeah.
Oh, I don't like frozen fruit.
You just said frozen blueberries with coconut milk.
I said...
Oh, fresh blueberries?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I love frozen blueberries. The Blooms and I have a great relationship. Ooh, that's interesting. Someone said, read some old poetry and dissect it. Read some of my old poetry. Oh, that'd be fun to do with Catherine. That means Sage would have to talk about feelings, which he hates doing. Why do you hate talking about feelings? Like, can you sense a reason?
I don't like talking about myself.
But I feel like you don't really like talking about other people's feelings either.
No, I don't.
But why? So why is that? That's not about
yourself. I mean, I don't really like talking about other people either. I don't like talking about
anything.
People. I don't like talking.
Actually, I really don't like talking.
Actually, have a confession. I don't like talking.
That's kind of true.
No, but I mean, I don't like talking about myself. I don't like talking about other people, I guess. I don't know.
You're a fun guy.
I like talking about other people, not talking to people or about ideas or talking with you, connecting. I'm talking about
one of the biggest things in life is feelings and emotion. Mm. The world runs on that. Mm-hmm. So why don't you like talking about it?
I don't know.
Swear is like the complete opposite.
Oh, yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
I want to like analyze you. So Sage.
Analyze. Yeah, nothing to analyze.
What? Because you're perfect.
All right, what's the next question?
There isn't one.
Oh.
I don't think. Oh, well, the first one's the concept of soulmates. What are your thoughts? How does it work?
I'm not quite sure. I suppose that.
He's like, I haven't figured that one quite.
Yeah.
No one's quite sure, but it's just a feeling.
Got a noodle on that one for a bit.
I'm not quite sure. Sometimes when he's like, has a crazy concept or like, here's a conspiracy theory, he's like, let me get high and figure this one out. He'll like really noodle it through, as he says.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think soulmates are real, I guess. Yeah, I mean, the name soulmates, it's like, wait, your souls are meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in simulation theory, those are the people that are really high rollers, so they can pay the video game company the most money to get connected with their soulmate.
Mm.
Have a better life.
Oh, yeah. So you think life's better if you have a soulmate?
Definitely.
Do you speak from personal experience?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Good question, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. So you're leaning towards the video game theory concept?
No. That was just a tangent concept. Mm-hmm. Tangent 34.
Tangent 34. Well, we all know I am a big believer in soulmates, so.
Yep.
And I do think that you have tons of soulmates. I think, like, friends and just, like, I feel like it's an essence, you know? mm-hmm. like an essence that carries on through lots of lifetimes. Like I literally said this the other night when we were high to Emma. I was like, I'm pretty positive that we were married in a past life. You're breathing really heavily into the mic. Pretty sure we were married in a past life. And I just like, I thought about that, I think the other day, not when I wasn't high. And I was like, damn, I kind of makes sense. And it's just like a feeling, like a union, like a really deep union with someone. Like I'm pretty sure Catherine and I are soulmates. I think we were either like mother and daughter, like sisters or like something. And we're definitely connected. And like, and I asked my psychic and she said that we've been through lots of past lives together. And like my parents, like I just feel like anyone who's in your life, like you've done it with them before successfully. And like each person is in your life to like help move you further along. And maybe that's the, you know, your like romantic soulmate or like you and I. Maybe that's why once you find the person that moves you along the farthest and like helps you progress and like ascend, you know, the farthest, they just, you get, keep getting paired with them each life, like over and over. Mm. And then once you get, keep going, you find them sooner and sooner. Mm. So then you can have a better quality of life and get farther and ascend faster.
Yeah. Simulation theory.
Bro.
You just described like a video game.
Yeah. Well.
Gotta ascend faster.
Reality's created from something.
Amen.
I think I like that theory, guys. What do you think?
Yeah.
Because I found you when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And it's obvious that we were meant to do life together and get farther faster. And mm-hmm. just like things are just a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So much easier. So. And I think your friends are your soulmates, the ones that stick around, the ones that help you learn about yourself and progress in life, cheer you on, teach you lessons, all that. Okay, past lives. Another person asked that.
What about past lives?
Just discuss.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know what my past life was.
You only think you had one?
Or multiple, I don't know.
How many do you think you had?
At least one.
Definitely more than one.
You think more than one?
Oh, for sure. Oh. I think I've had hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yeah.
Okay, big baller.
Well, I did in the past life regression. I was literally in like Mesopotamia.
Oh.
So, and I've been out in the star seas. And I've been all around. So, I definitely think you've had many past lives. Like, I literally so clearly see you as a soldier. I so clearly see you as like an old, like, not Native American, maybe like more like Amazonian, like jungle man, like medicine man.
Hmm.
Or like sage, like literally like a sage. Like I see you as that, and I also see you as a warrior and like a soldier. All that. Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's quite possible.
I mean, you're definitely, I think the soldier one is the most prominent, or like warrior.
Yeah.
Like you're literally so, like you're such a warrior archetype.
Yeah, I guess so. So is that what they say?
Like just naturally.
Mm.
Like you got that from somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like your natural instinct is to protect other people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like very important to you to know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yep. You literally have like all the cars packed with all the things. Took a bunch of training. He like knows how to like stop an active shooter. He took extra training just for during his free time to learn how to stop an active shooter and like how to save people who are bleeding out, who got shot. Like people don't just do that, you know? It's cool. Mm-hmm. Proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
And he wants to just go for 3 months again out of his free time to go learn how to do like, what is it? EMT training?
The WEMT, wilderness EMT.
So he can like volunteer to be an EMT. What a guy.
How does that have to do with past lives?
Because that's an instinct. Like, that's like, you've done that before. Like, you came into this life pretty damn early. Like, you thought about joining the Coast Guard, what, at age like...
Like 16.
Yeah. And then even... And that just became like something like a big part of your life. That's one of your main interests. Mm-hmm. Literally main interests besides like... What? Working?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I...
Miss being in the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Think about going back into that industry.
Yeah. I know. Saving lives.
What about you?
What about me? My past lives?
Yeah.
Well, I've learned about a few of them, which is pretty cool. I always believed in them and always thought I had a lot of them. I just have a lot of weird, like, also the unexplained things. Like, I'm terrified of bridges over water. Terrified. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Like, those little random things where you just are so scared and it makes no sense. Yeah. And, like, just trauma, too, that you don't understand, really. Like, the fear of persecution. Like, that was, like, super severe for me, which other people don't have that, you know?
Yeah.
And you, all your past lives in the military or in the general warrior position, could never look weak. And so you never talk about your feelings because feelings make you weak. And you have to seem like the person that's keeping it all together. And so in this life, you've learned, you're learning to open up. And that's one of the things that you have to do to ascend into the next life.
Oh.
Improve a little bit.
Better get it right.
No. That's what I think. Well, even the astrology said that too. Like, that's why you're with me. And I have, there's a lot of things that you make me learn and like get better at. And there's a lot of things that I help you get better at too. Like helping you have more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Helping you open up. Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Think I'm fun?
You're fun.
Yeah. You're pretty fun too. You're getting a lot more fun. In the last year, you've like really gotten a lot more fun.
Score.
Don't you think? You just like relax a little bit. Like we like do fun stuff. Well, yeah, but like you're like down to do stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I was working like two jobs for like 2 years.
I mean, I guess you were pretty fun.
Yeah.
Other times. But I guess the year before last year, the couple years before this year, where you were really like serious work mode,
mm-hmm.
which I understand. It's all for the best. It's all happening for a reason. But just saying, it's been really fun the last like 6 months or so.
When you start a business, it's like if you want it to work, you gotta grind your fucking face off. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Which you have, and you are.
Yeah, but I don't have to as much.
Now you have a team. It's all on.
Yeah, now it's like you have to figure out how you can get the most out of your time, but spend your time correctly, not in quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get the quality work, then I have people to do the quantity stuff. You know?
Yeah.
That's one way of explaining it.
What are your... I was going to ask you a question, but I don't think you would have answered it. Do you feel like proud about Serpco?
Yeah, I'm proud about what we've built so far in the team, what they've done.
I think you should be really proud of the team that you've been able to get together. That was like my main takeaway from Austin. I was just like, holy shit. Like literally every person in here at this table, the employees and the significant others, which you never know with significant others. Like it's usually a hit or miss. Like the employees and the significant others were all like genuinely good ass people. Like such good people, like caring, kind, like respectful, funny, fun, like hardworking, literally genuine gems. I was like, wow. My husband got this together. Like this room, all these people came together because of him, basically, which is just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are. They're all amazing people working on, you know, getting some people's skills better. Nobody, they're definitely not where I want them to be, but working on it. But they're all great people. What?
You just always go to the little critique.
I mean, I'm just being, keeping it real.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, I know. Someone has to in our relationship.
Yeah, I mean, the question was, do I feel proud? So
yeah.
I mean, yes, I do. I also feel like we have a long way to go, and we're maybe not a long way, but a little bit more ways to go before I feel like we've really actually done something.
Mm, yeah. You're really close.
Yeah. Yeah.
You definitely have done a lot, but I know what you mean. Let's see. Anything else?
I don't want to, I haven't gotten to the company to where it's like life changing.
Yeah. Close. Getting close.
Well, I mean, I guess that's not totally true. Like, it's definitely changed our lives. But I guess we've been in the same sort of, I don't know, at least financially, been like in the same spot for the last like 3 years. So our life hasn't changed in that regard.
Like us?
Yeah. Mm. Like, I don't make enough money where I can like, you know, give a ton to my mom to help her with the farm and stuff like that, like life-changing money.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you know what you mean. Give to my parents.
Right.
Yeah.
Buy them houses, stuff like that. Buy them
houses. Yeah. It's close, though. It'll get there. It will. Oof, that was a... You're breathing really heavy in there.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting kind of tired.
Do you see that big crackle?
Crackle.
Crackle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can close it out. I'm getting tired, but most importantly, I am craving my delicious peanut butter, frozen blueberry, oatmeal granola snack.
Mm.
What are you craving?
Mango sticky rice.
Well, we have coconut milk in a can. We have blueberries, and we also have mango.
Oh, that's true. We did open that mango.
So that's pretty damn close.
And we have rice, but they ate it all.
You ate...
I was just thinking we just made a bunch of rice today.
Oh, damn it. That would have been perfect.
I know.
We'll have to make that for you sometimes. But I think it's a different kind of rice. It's not sushi rice.
It is a little bit of a different rice. And the milk is sweetened, or like the coconut sweetened condensed version.
Bust. We need to make that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ow, 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 ow. Oh. He just pinched the fuck out of my arm fat with his toe.
Sorry.
Did you not realize how hard you were squeezing?
It was an accident.
I was like a Catherine toe squeeze. Catherine has the longest toes. No shade to her. She'll admit it. Sorry, girl. You always talk about it.
Roasted.
She does, though. She has very, like, big hands. And she can, like, palm a basketball. I know, and her feet are also super, like, she has long toes. Great for climbing cliffs, as she says. Anyway, her toes are really long, so they pinch really hard. And she always used to do that in high school, like, all the time. Whenever I'd spend the night, she'd just pinch the shit out of my legs with her toes in the middle of the night.
That's mean.
But she stopped. Once her anxiety went away, so did her pinching. She noticed that the other day.
That's good.
So anyway, toe pinching, that's how we'll end it off. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I feel like we had a good, I mean, maybe I'll listen to this and be like...
This is not going live.
No, it definitely is. I think we covered some good ground. I don't know.
You got lost in the sauce a couple times, but
that's the point, honey. Oh. That's literally the point.
Okay.
That's the point of getting high and doing a podcast, is to get lost in the sauce. What other point is there? Because it's entertaining for people who aren't high to listen to me go off on these weird ass tangents. And you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see.
Oh my God. Literally, do you guys understand what I'm saying? Like, where the pinball just goes, like, left, like, it just goes left and right, and we, like, ding around on the opposite sides of our brain sometimes when we're high. I've noticed that a lot. And, like, then Catherine came over and got high with us, and Kath and I were literally reading each other's minds, like, saying all the same things, and you were just like, I don't understand what you guys are saying. And we were, like, not. We literally could not communicate. Oh, God. Okay, does this happen to anyone? Like, please let me know.
Yeah.
Maybe boys' brains are literally just different.
Possibly.
I don't know. Anywho, love you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed. Sage's gonna go take a nap, even though we already took one today. Just kidding. We're gonna.
And with that, I bid you adieu.
Okay. Love you. Bye. I'm a good. love you so much. I wish I could give everyone an actual kiss on the cheek. That'd be so cute.
It would take you a long time.
Everyone, line up. All the way down across the hole.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.